time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, over this weekend, we had some important votes going on. We had a valet, which we'll come to shortly. We've also got what happened in Canton Bern with Moutier. But most critically and crucially, Geneva. And that's where we'll start, because yesterday was another election and voting Sunday. Not one necessarily big national issues, but one with a few cantonal and communal elections. So we're going to take a quick look through those. Now, we'll take a look in Geneva, because this was important because of Pierre Mordet. So what actually happened here then, Dario?
Yes, Genevans were called to the poll to elect a new member of the cantonal government yesterday. On Sunday, it was the second round because Pierre Mordet, former member of the Liberal Party, resigned after a political scandal. And the person who won his seat is Fabienne Fischer of the Green Party.
Okay, so let's take a look at Fabienne Fischer first. Who is she?
Fabienne Fischer is a historian and a lawyer. She actually worked as a history teacher in a high school in Geneva before doing her law degree. She then went on to work in a Geneva law firm where she practiced mostly administrative law, labor law, family law, and dispute settlements. From 2012 to 2018, she was a member of the board of directors of Geneva Airport, and she is currently a member of the board of directors of the Hospice Général, the social services of the canton of Geneva.
Okay, so she's got a big solid track record, but her election to the Geneva government is important. Why?
Well, with her election, the Geneva government has a left-wing majority for the second time only ever in its history. There is a social democrat, a member of the Geneva Citizens Movement, a member of the Liberal Party, two social democrats, and now, for the first time, two members of the Green Party. So, in a way, this election of another Green person, Green member of the government, is maybe still a little sign of this green wave, the famous right. Green wave still being alive and well in Geneva.
Yes, or was it an anti-Mordet wave?
An anti-Mordet wave, yes, that's probably also part of what it is.
Okay, now the thing is, so she's been elected to the government, but we don't know yet what position or what department she'll be heading.
Yeah. Well, the department that Pierre Mordet left behind is the Department of the Economy. However, the members of government will yet have to decide whether Fabienne Fischer will head that department in particular, or whether there will be some changes, some shuffling around, and heads of departments will change. Either way, she will take up her position on the 29th of April. That's when she will be sworn in.
Now, as you say, though, she beat Pierre Mordet. Now, we won't go into the details, because we cover that quite a lot about Pierre Mordet and his little scandal and why he's out of the government. He ran as an independent, made it through the first round of voting, which actually many people found surprising in itself. Yes. And then actually, he wasn't really that far behind in the runoff vote. So is it too early to count Pierre Mordet out of politics?
Well, he came in second on Sunday, so quite a bit behind Fabienne Fischer, but still second and way ahead of the third and fourth positioned candidates. And so he is certainly not completely done yet politically, and we are actually likely going to see him again for the next general elections in 2 years' time. Pierre Mordet might still haunt some of the people right. in Geneva in the coming years.
Okay, you have to wait. So, as you say, I don't think we've seen the end of Pierre Mordet.
No.
Okay, now let's move on from Geneva, because there was another important voting result. Now, it's a small little town of Moutier in Canton Bern, but why is this one significant?
Well, voters in the Francophone town of Moutier have decided that their municipality should change its cantonal affiliation from Bern to Jura. So from the canton of Bern to the canton of Jura. Just under 55% of the population voted in favor of changing the canton. It was a very emotional vote for many, and in accordance with that, the celebrations of the winners were quite euphoric yesterday in Moutier.
Okay, now it's a smallish little village, 7,400 inhabitants, but this vote is special, isn't it?
Yes, it is special because many hope that the vote will finally close the final chapter of a saga that lasted for decades. To make it very short, in the 70s, the northern Francophone parts of what was then the canton of Bern at the time seceded after a long political struggle and became the independent Francophone canton of Jura in 1979. But not all Francophone parts of Bern integrated this new canton. Moutier was one of the bigger Francophone municipalities that remained in canton of Bern. But as a Francophone town in the canton of Bern and bordering on the Jura, the idea to change cantons just never entirely left the heads and mostly also the hearts of many people in Moutier. And so finally yesterday a vote was held, one of many votes actually, that this municipality held on the matter. And this one, however, should be the final one. A majority of inhabitants, said, "Oui, nous voulons appartenir au canton du Jura. We want to belong to the canton of Jura." And so now that's what's most likely going to happen. No, actually, definitely going
to happen. Yes, it will definitely happen now. But if someone's listening to us right now and thinking, hey, I've got a feeling of deja vu here, that's because there was a vote in 2017, but why are they doing it all over again?
Well, it had to be done all over again because some opponents in 2017 results, they have appealed against that result. They said that it didn't go down right, and they didn't quite say that there was voter fraud, but they said that some people didn't run a very clean political campaign. This time around, this is most likely not going to happen, so we won't see a repetition of the vote. First of all, Sunday's vote was the most secure vote ever in Swiss history, with many uncommon measures taken to assure that no one would call the result unfair or rigged. Well, in 2017, they already said it was the most secure vote, so this time it was even more secure. The second reason why the vote is very unlikely to be repeated is because the election result was much more clearly in favor of a change of cantons this time around than it was 4 years ago.
Right, yes. So the people actually really did reinforce the point that they want to change canton.
Yes. And Moutier will not immediately be part of Jura now. The decision still has to be approved by cantonal and even federal authorities, although that's mostly just formalities. But this process might take 2 or 3 years even for this cantonal affiliation change to actually go through. Now, listeners might wonder why they should even be interested in a small municipality changing its cantonal affiliation. And to be honest, I have asked myself that question too, but really I have come to realize that it's a very nice little example of the right to self-determination of a people as it is outlined in the Charter of the United Nations. And here's a minority who wants to change their affiliation to another political entity, and it all happens peacefully and democratically. And I have to say, I'm a little proud that this is possible, even if it's just on such a small scale.
Yes, but it's happened, as you say, it's put an issue of many decades to bed, perhaps.
Yes.
Very quickly, and I do mean very quickly, Dario, Valais. We've got a big change in Canton Valais.
Yes, for many years, Valais was known to be a stronghold of the Christian Democratic Party, but the success of the party seems to slowly erode on Sunday. They have lost their majority on the 5-seat government, and that represents quite a change in a canton in which the Christian Democrats always had the majority in government for the last 170 years. So that's quite a bit of change for the political landscape in Valais. And then other elections that took place were in the canton of Vaud on the communal level, but we only just have time to mention that the city of Lausanne, the government remains very heavily left-leaning, with only 1 out of 7 government members being from a conservative party.
Okay, Dario, we are out of time. Thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode of Swiss Up or others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.